Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, thanks so much for stopping in.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely. As now, you know, we're here in the month of June. Summer is in. And let's talk about the latest school board meeting that was held on Monday. I know there was some updates you wanted to get to in your superintendent report.
You bet. Well, first off, we've talked a little bit about this throughout our different visits here, but big shout out to our board and staff for their great resiliency this year. Just the amount of healing that's gone on, the support for all of us from the community, and then also troopers, our Perry Police Department and Sheriff's Department. We've had a lot of help, we've had a lot of support, and we appreciate everybody that has come together to support students, student learning, and our staff. So we're in a good place right now. That doesn't mean that we're there. We're going to have next year will be a recovery year also, but I think we've come a long way since January 4th. So big shout out to everybody and demonstrating their healing power and their resiliency as we continue to move forward.
Just kind of hopping off of that, I know, you know, during graduation, I thought it was really special to obviously honor Dan Marburger, longtime principal there at Perry Schools. And just take a moment to talk about that and just kind of the graduates of 2024.
Yeah. Well, that was a super class. And, you know, Dan was such a tremendous guy, giving so much to the Perry Schools and the community for 24 years. Great friend and very dedicated and passionate educator. Privileged to work with him. And, you know, it was also neat, too, the senior class during that graduation ceremony, they each had a flower. And as they were receiving their diploma, each put a flower into a pot for the Marburger family. And I think it just showed a lot of class by this group. And I think Mr. Marburger, who loved the graduation ceremony, was always so proud of the kids at that time to be able to reach that huge milestone. He would be very, very proud of this group. So yeah, that was a very neat day. A lot of people involved with that. A lot of organization from our guidance counselors, Mr. Snowgren, doing his first, it wasn't his first, he's actually done another graduation previously, but being in charge of that was a big step also. So huge day, huge thank you to all those people involved.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about, you know, the contracts with Perry Schools and have some exciting news about that as well.
Yeah, you bet. It is exciting in the sense that the packages for each group was significant, which I think after this year, it should be. We'll have to really work on the financial piece, but we have teachers with a 7.25% total package increase, our support staff total package increase of 7.63%, special services 7.28% increase, directors 7.25%, and administrators 7.23%. Just comparatively, I think you have to go back to the early 90s before you saw those kind of increases. Now, like I said, we're going to have to work to try to make it work financially, but it's the right thing to do. We got a lot of things, I think, shored up as far as the different levels, the different, we had stipends involved with a number of different things. So we got things cleaned up, put them all to salaries. And I think overall, tremendous thank you to our staff for what they've done. And I think it demonstrates how the board feels with the groups. It's great when you have those kind of raises. So shout out to everybody for their work. Shout out to the board for making this work.
Absolutely. As we're speaking here with Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. And Clark, can you give us an update? I know you've talked in the past about the work being done with SiteLogic and the early elementary. Yeah, talk about that.
Well, yeah, we're kind of pivoting a little bit in that we are really focusing in on the remodeled piece of Perry Elementary School. We were going to do a bond referendum vote in November, but through a number of variables that we're not 100% sure about, we're going to put that on pause, but we're not going to put a pause on is the remodel of Perry Elementary School. So we're working with SiteLogic this week to continue to finalize details and work on a revenue bond that the board can pass. And Perry Elementary, you know, I remember when it was built, thought that was the best school ever. It still is, but it needs a little touch up. So we're working with SiteLogic to do that.
Well, thanks for the details about that. And then ETS revolving around the strength and agility program.
Yeah, well, we've talked a lot about kids need to be confident student athletes. And the way that you're confident is through your strength and through your quickness and your agility. Sports are a great thing, but only if you can compete. You know, it's not fun to get just hammered and be like a pulp. So in order to enjoy things, you need to put the dedication and commitment. And we have a great program in ETS. And during the school year, Scott Pierce does a good job with our strength and conditioning. So that combination is very, very strong. ETS is in the morning, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. If you want your kids to get stronger and quicker, get those folks into ETS and I think have a lot of fun with that. So we got great trainers. They train pro athletes. They train Division I athletes and Division II, Division III. And we're lucky that we have ETS, the only school that has them as a whole school. So lots of positives there. But in order to get to use ETS, you got to be committed to yourself. So
absolutely. And, you know, speaking of sports, this just popped into my mind. What's your reaction to Iowa State University quarterback Rocco Beck announcing the camp that he's hosting next month in July?
Yeah, next month, Rocco will be here. Yeah, ISU quarterback that has really gained some traction and had a great season last year. On his own, he's saying, hey, want to come to Perry, want to be able to help out these kids. So, yeah, what a tremendous thing. So that'll be in July.
And then, yeah, I mean, of course, you got baseball, softball going on right now in the midst of summer school. So it's a different pace for you.
It's a different pace, but it's a pace that where a lot of people could really focus in on improvement. And hopefully kids are still continuing to read because every summer kids have a certain amount of dip. And hey, it's a lot easier to do just a little bit every day. I think that quote, success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out, whether it's for your brain or your body, that's what you need to do, a little bit every day.
Absolutely. Again, speaking here with the Perry Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, was there anything else that you would like to highlight today?
Hey, you bet. A couple things in our reports. Kudos to Mel Rasky. She's our juvenile court liaison, gave a good overview of all the work that she does to help those students in need when they get to the juvenile court level, if they do. Also, Sven Peterson, city manager, gave a great report about all the different things that the city's doing, from the airport to water treatment to Frog Creek to all the new housing and the duplexes. So it kind of goes along with that whole idea of thriving and making Perry community a more thriving place. So that was a great thing. And then we had two people, Holly Kilmer and Emily Nelson, who's project supervisor, Holly Kilmer's middle school IJAG instructor. They gave a great overview of IJAG and all of the different hands-on projects, and then also the different speakers and business people that they have coming in. So kids have an awareness of all the possibilities that there are for these kids, both in middle school and then high school with our IJAG program. So those are three really dynamic reports that I think that's a great deal. So thanks to all of those people that were involved with that.
That is absolutely amazing. And thank you to you and the board for all your continued work that you do. And thanks for joining us today.
It's always a privilege. And again, thank you for listening and make it a great day.
And that is the Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.